Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful evening, since it's after midnight, I guess. I didn't feel like doing the podcast this morning. Honestly, I wanted to get to work. Not like I'm leaving the house or anything. We are still after a year working from home because those are the rules. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about, first I wanted to give shout outs to people who have commented, and the way the podcast works is I post on Anchor. It's a podcast app. Most of you don't listen on Anchor. I don't think anyone does. The only reason people use Anchor is because when I post in one spot and then it sends out the podcast to a lot of different apps. So you Anchor sends it out to Breaker, Castbox, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Public, and Spotify. So you're probably listening on the big ones are like Spotify, Apple and Google Podcast. Those are like the three big ones. But I don't have accounts on all of those, right? So Anchor did the initial setup of the accounts, and then I was supposed to go and claim them using my Anchor information. That never happened. So the podcast has been going for a few years now, and I mean we're 2.5 years in, and I never did that. I would check the, I can see the analytics that are sent back to Anchor, so that's what I normally just look at, and that's, you know, I can see plays and top episodes and geographics. And I can see like 43% of the audience is from Apple Podcasts, 9% from Spotify, Castbox 4%, Podbean 3%, and then it just says other for 41%. So I have no idea where everyone is, right? But then if I go to devices, you have, you know, 39% on iPhone, 20 on Android, 4 on Mac, blah, blah, blah. I can see some age and gender statistics, but to if I really want to know who the audience is, I have to go to the actual websites that it's on, right? Well, I could before only go to the public link, and so I would see what you see. I wouldn't see the information from the it, like if I own the podcast, which I do, I just hadn't gone through the trouble of setting all that up yet. Well, I just sat here for took me about 1.5 hours to get them all set up, and so the interesting one is Spotify, but I'm gonna save that for last because I wanted to go over three of the others. So Apple Podcast, Podbean, and Castbox, and Spotify. Those four, I know people are listening on those. The others, I don't think anyone's, they're all at zero plays. So I'm gonna stick with those four. Yeah. So when I opened up Castbox, I saw a comment from February 28th, and so I wanted to address the comment. So Nathan writes, I feel like all my rocks have fled, like you said, alone, no support, at least not from the one I want. And for that, everyone feels alone, even if you have to find a support channel, that's what I want to say. You have to find a good support channel. You know, before I met my wife, I was in a I had I've had trouble throughout my life considering people friends. I can count, you know, there's less than five people in the world who I call a true friend. And that's because, you know, I have to have known them, you know, over 10 years, 15 years, and you know, they have to, we have to know each other really well for me to consider them that way. And so I put most people under the acquaintance. Now, just because people are acquaintance don't mean I won't do anything for them. But before, like, so I was talking about before I met my wife, I had like those one or two friends, and I would, you know, when I hit the rock bottom, I would call them and, you know, ask for help. And that's the, I think that's the biggest thing. So like, say I tried to call them and I they didn't answer. Then I would have been alone and felt like I had no support. And it has happened. Now, you know, I consider, you know, my wife my rock, and my kids, you know, they're the ones that keep me going. But if you're, say you're single and you don't know if you have anyone, then you have to find someone. Because if you're sitting there thinking you have no one, what are the odds that someone else is sitting there thinking they have no one, right? And so we have to get together and support each other. Now, throughout the years of the podcast, I've had people message me, and like I'll be like getting ready to go to bed, or I'll already be in bed, and they'll message me at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I get up and I talk to them. And a lot of people just need someone to talk to know they're not alone. And that's the whole purpose of this community. You know, the Schizophrenia Life community is about, look at the podcast description, you know, a podcast about how to get out of life alive. That's essentially what it is, because I've done multiple episodes on titled You're Not Alone. I made that video. If you go to Rumble, go to Rumble, go to my channel, The Schizophrenia Life, under videos. There's a video I spent a long time making. It's called You're Not Alone by The Schizophrenia Life. And I worked with other creators, and we put together poetry and stories, and it's only 2 minutes long, but it's a short film. But I put that on YouTube a few years ago, and then I put it on Rumble recently. Not many views, but it doesn't matter. The people who do see it, you know, like it. So that's the whole point that I've tried to make throughout this podcast, is to show people they're not alone. You know, sitting here in my basement, there's a lot of times I feel alone, and there's a lot of times I have to reach out to either my wife or friends back in the States, and I have to reach out and ask for help. And that's the hardest thing. I remember when I was in the military, I wouldn't ask for help. I did once or twice, but I knew that asking for help, back then, I thought, like most men, that when you ask for help, it's a sign of weakness. And I know I know so many people who think that way, and it's not. It is. I used to think that way, don't get me wrong, but over the years I've realized that it takes a hell of a lot more strength to ask for help than to just keep that shit bottled up and feel alone. You understand what I mean? So asking for help is by far the right way to go. And you can ask strangers for help. There's so many good people out there. I remember when I was in the military, obviously I had schizophrenia and PTSD and depression, but I didn't ask for help for a long time, and it got worse and worse and worse, and finally my wife was like, "You need to get help." And I was like, "If I ask for help, they're gonna kick me out." And I knew it because the army don't like broke people. And so I didn't want to ask for help because I knew what would happen. And she said, "Look, it's your life, but you need help." And so I was like, "Okay, fine." So I went to my command chain and I said, "Look, I need help." And yeah, well, here we are. Okay. I don't know if I answered the question. So, like you said, alone, no support. You have to ask, and maybe it's not the one you want, Nathan, but it will. There are people out there willing to help you, whether it's the person you're thinking of or someone else. That's a different question. Okay, that was on CastBox. I just wanted to mention that. So we have 43 subscribers on CastBox. Moving over to Podbean. I don't even know what this site is. I've never seen Podbean before, but we have 17 followers on Podbean. That just sounds so weird, Podbean. But I saw a comment from a year ago, and I'm sorry, Denny, it took so long to answer. I appreciate your honesty. I thank you for sharing information, stories, encouragement, struggles. I have asked, pleaded with my son to listen, but no luck so far. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, Denny. I appreciate your kind words. I hope your son has listened. I mean, this was a year ago, so maybe he has listened since then. Man, and it was commented on episode 149, Living versus Existing. 149, man. We're on 320, so it was a while ago. And then Apple Podcast. I can't see how many people are following. I don't know how to look at that, but on Apple and I think on Spotify, they have rating systems, like a 5-star system. And on Apple Podcast, guess what? We are almost 5 stars. We're 4.7 stars. 4.7 on Apple Podcast. But I can't tell how many followers and stuff on Apple. And then we were gonna go to Spotify. So Spotify, I think, is the biggest overall. Of the platforms that people are listening on, because we have 113 followers on there. And it seems like we have a pretty good listen-through rate. So people starting the podcast and actually listening through the end is not 100%, but it's more than 50%. I'd say just rough math, it's about 70%. Which is honestly more, I guess playthroughs is just more than 60 seconds, not the whole thing. Oh well. hold up, let's look at all time. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. But the audience is interesting on this. So we have listeners followed. So on Spotify, oh, it's different now. Oh, because I did all time. I think we're pretty even on gender. We're pretty evenly split between male and female. It's about 50-50. The age range is interesting, because most of y'all aren't my age. Our biggest group is 18 to 22, followed closely by 23 to 27. Third group basically it keeps going up, on the group sizes. So, the biggest group, I guess, I mean, the biggest group is 18 to 22, but the biggest single, group, I guess, would be male 23 to 27. And then, but the biggest group overall, is every male, female together in 18 to 22. Third group is 28 to 34. That's my group. Or, like, that's where I would fit in as a listener. Interesting. I always forget my age. My birthday's coming up next month. I know that. I had to ask my wife how old I was turning, but I already forgot. I think I'm turning 32, but I could just be turning 30. It might be 31. I'm not sure. I always forget my age. Shoot, most of the time I forget my birthday. But okay, I don't see any more comments. But I wanted to address that. So if you're commenting on these random apps, not, I mean, I don't want to make you do go somewhere else, but I like the, I mean, this one was back in February. This other comment I talked about was a year ago. And it wasn't that I didn't want to talk to you a year ago. It's that I didn't couldn't see it. I can't check 20 different sites for the comments. So I wanted a central place that y'all can message. And since I left most of the social media, you can reach the only social media really that I have left is Parler. So if you have an account on Parler, then just look me up, James at the Schizophrenia Life on Parler, and you can message me directly there. And I do check it, as often as I remember. I'm trying to find the button right now. That the phone app is different than the computer. Yeah, we have 15 people already following on Parler. You should be able to either just send me a Parler thingy or comment or whatever. That will be the place I'll most likely see it. You can always go on, if you're really bored, go on the Anchor, so the and that's the Anchor link is the one I always post on Parler. If you click on there, if you want to make a account with Anchor, you can actually send in voice messages, and we can we I can include the voice message. So say you ask a question, and then so you send me the voice message, and I use that voice message in the podcast. Okay. This was kind of just a I wanted to give a shout out to people who commented because I don't want you to think that I didn't see it or address it. I can't answer back on, two of those sites because I don't even have accounts on like Podbean and what's this Castbox. I'm not even sure, what they these are, but I appreciate the support. It's been a long road. 2.5 years. We're still, I would say for having a podcast run for 2.5 years and still being as small as we are, it's really only my fault, most people who do podcasts for years are 100,000 times, 100 to 1,000 times bigger. And I don't care. It's not about the numbers, it's about the individual people that you help. And I know a lot of you, and I've spoken with a lot of you. And we've talked one on one, and I know that I've helped you, and so that's why I do this. Obviously I don't do it for the money. I invest time to helping people because that's what I enjoy doing, and so I don't put as much time as I should into the podcast. Obviously, I don't do it every day, There were months over the last few years, or are some months where I did one every single day, and then other months where I didn't do shit. And it's just like the seasons, I gotta live my life too, I have my ups and downs. There were a couple months there where, oh man, the depression hit hard. I couldn't focus, and I still have to do my normal job, and there were some rough months over the last few years. I'll say that, and you can tell. On the good months, there's a lot of episodes. On the bad months, there's limited episodes. So I try my best, and that's all I can really do. I think the reason I could, blow the podcast up if I wanted to spend money and do marketing and all that crazy stuff, but not crazy stuff, just I don't do as much as I should, and a lot of people lost all the notifications sent because I left Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, so I lost, half the audience by doing that, but I just didn't want to support those companies anymore, and so that's just my personal choice, but the podcast itself wasn't hosted on any of those. That was just the way to reach more people. So my reach has definitely gone down from doing that, but those of you who are still here, I know I can't see who physically listens, right? But from those of you who have messaged me directly, I know a lot of you are still here, and you've been here for months, if not years. And so I just want to say thank you. Man, I've been rambling and I'm sorry. It was a good day today. I'm starting to see results physically. I've been working out 7 days a week and I'm definitely seeing results. I'm a little disappointed in myself. I haven't been writing every day. I've been focusing on my happiness. I really have. Work is going good. And when I'm not working, I'm focusing on being happy. And so I've been doing this whole year, and I've been working out, but I've bought more equipment, basically just making a better home gym for myself. And I'm really starting to see results, and that's making me happy. And then I've started playing World of Warcraft again in the limited free time that I do have. Yes, I'm that big of a dork, but I played World of Warcraft for 12 years, you know? And so I stopped playing about 2 years ago. And, you know, I'll turn it on and off. So, like, every, you know, 6 months I'll play for a week or two and then quit again. Because I just don't have time to play. And so now I think I told y'all last week about, because I was working on weekends too, and the owners of the company are really pushing for a healthier work-life balance because of these lockdowns, and so they don't, if we don't have to, we're not supposed to work on the weekends. And so the last 2 weekends I've not worked. And it's crazy. It has boosted my mental health. I didn't realize how much I love my work, but it's not just that I took the weekends off. It's that I took the weekends off and, you know, split my time equally. You know, I played, you know, WoW, and I spent time with the kids. We went hiking, horseback riding, and we're planning another horse riding trip, and it just has really helped mentally. You know, we're doing basically every weekend now we go on a hike with the kids. We didn't go this weekend. We went the weekend, the 2 weekends before that, but this weekend we didn't go because it was cold. It was so warm. It was warm and sunny for like 2.5 weeks straight. Warm and sunny. Like, it was so warm we were outside barbecuing. And then this weekend it snowed. Like, literally all day Sunday snowed. It's all gone already, but it's still pretty cold. I've just been focusing on my mental health, like being happy with my life. And so I'm trying to be as productive as I can for work, which makes me happy. When I get shit done, that makes me happy. I finished a project today. And then I got back into the I've been playing I'll play on the weekends, you know, World of Warcraft, and I gotta tell y'all. So there's the I know y'all don't care about World of Warcraft, but in it there's mounts, you know, your character gets on a mount and runs around or flies around. And there's some mounts in the game that you can try to get for years and years and never get. And there's two mounts in the game that I have wanted for, I don't know, 8 years. And I got one of them today. I decided to go for it on my lunch break. So I took about an hour off for lunch, and instead of eating, because I don't eat much anyway, I took a little break, and I got on, and I ran each of my characters through, nothing. On the very last one, I was like, okay, let me do this last one and then get back to work. Boom, it drops. I was really happy. I was excited. If there are any WoW players out there, I got the blue Proto Drake from Wrath, the Wrath expansion. So pretty happy about that. A lot of people like that mount. I've just been trying to get my mind right. Like, y'all don't ever really see my room, my work area, but I would say, generally speaking, it's not as clean as I would want it. But over the weekend, I spent all day Sunday cleaning. What fun. I felt it's already Tuesday. Well, technically it's Wednesday, but all day Monday and then today, really Tuesday, because I haven't been to bed yet. So Monday and Tuesday, I felt more productive with a cleaner environment. And so, like, I'm really going to try to maintain it. And I can't wait for the new house. So we're hoping to start building next month or April. We might start in May, maybe, probably not April. We're really hoping to start in May on our new house, and I'm so excited. I'm going to be doing a lot more videos once we have the new house, because I actually have a huge setup planned. But I'm so excited. I'll have a huge room, three times the size of what I'm in now. And it won't be in the basement. It'll be, upstairs. And then connected to my office, I have a winter garden. And then on the other side of the office, I have a library that's going to have floor-to-ceiling bookcases. And then one of those old-school, like, leather chairs in the middle with a little table and a lamp. Yeah, it's going to be so cool. I'm only planning on building one house in my life, and so honestly, it's not a good investment, and I'm literally going to be paying for a long time. And it's definitely not a good investment, especially right now, because the prices of building are so high right now. Most people rent just because it's cheaper and easier, but a lot of people will do where they, they buy a house and then they rent it out. Not many people are building, to live in right now, and I don't care. I'm not doing it for an investment. I'm doing it because one of my life goals was to own my own house and build build my own, dream house and design it. And, I had certain certain things that I put in, you know, the winter garden and the library. And so whether it's a good investment or not, doesn't matter. That's just one of my things. I'm not trying to. Could I take that same amount of money and invest it in like Bitcoin or something crazy? Or invest it in stocks and make 10 times more money? Sure. But that's not my life going to be rich, you know? I have a few things that I want, you know? Like physical things. I'm not talking about like accomplishments or anything like that. That's a different story. But I have like the house, and that hopefully that will be done this year. And then in, I don't know, maybe about 4 or 5 years, I hope I can get a Cybertruck. So cool. Actually, my dream car, I have a mini one on my shelf, is a 67 Chevy Impala. That's my, y'all know where it's from. The TV show Supernatural, that's my dream car. I would probably get the 2-door. Well, actually, 4-door would be okay too. It don't matter. A 67 Chevy Impala. That would be my dream car. But honestly, probably won't happen. The Cybertruck could happen, depending on what the final price is once they come out. You can't buy one yet. You can pre-order, but I'm waiting until they're out. So that'll be a couple years away. I should end it here, just based off time. I'm pretty sure no one's listening at this point. I've been rambling for a half hour. I do want to do more interviews. I posted the episode of a month or two ago. I did an interview, and it was a terrible interview because I did all the talking. And after the episode, that was one of the comments. But I'm not used to talking with other people, like during an episode. So I really want to work on my interviewing skills. I need practice. So if you want to be interviewed on the podcast, let me know. Head on over to Parler. And send me a message and we'll set something up. Anyway, it's 1 a.m. and I need to either get some sleep or get some coffee. So, love y'all. Let me know if you need anything. And, goodbye. Goodbye.